So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with an incident regarding Gardim, the buildings in which the Akim conduct capital cases. Kishanitfis Reb Eliezer Leminus Heleo LeGardim Lidun. The Romans once arrested Reb Eliezer to compel him to worship Avodah Zarah, and he was brought to the Gardim. The judge asked him, Zaken Shekemoischi Yasik Bidvarm Betalim Halalu? How could a wise man like you study these foolish matters? The judge was referring to the Torah. Reb Eliezer replied, Neman Alai Hadayin. Reb Eliezer actually referred to Hashem, that because he had sinned at some point, the superior judge, Hashem, punished him with this ordeal, while the Roman judge assumed that Reb Eliezer meant him, and they agreed that Torah is Devarim B'Talem. Therefore, the Roman judge swore to his Avodah Zarah and pardoned Reb Eliezer. When Reb Eliezer returned home, he was distraught because he did not know what sin he had committed until Reb Akiva told him, Shem Aminus Boliyotcha V'Hana'acha of Olav Netfasta. Perhaps you enjoyed some words of heresy and therefore this happened to you. And Reb Eliezer recalled an incident in which he enjoyed a pshat that a heretic had told him. And therefore he deserved to be punished because he did not do as the Pasuk Mishlei states, Harchig me'alar darkecha, zuminis, one must distance himself from a heretic. And Baal Tikrav el Pesach Besa zuhu rashus, one must keep a distance from government officials because as Rashi explains, shenois ne'neim b'bali momen lahargin b'litul mamonin, they set their eyes on wealthy people and execute them to take their money. The Gemara mentions a second pshat in the pasuk, "Harchig me'ala darkecha zuminis b'harashus, and va'al tikrav al pesach beisa zuzayna." One must distance himself from znus. Rav Chisda says, "Arba amos." One must keep a distance of 4 amos from a zayna because the word tikrav refers to distance. However, Rav Pedas disagrees and says, "Lo aser tayra el kareivish al gila reis volvad." One is permitted to stand near a zayna, so long as the actual znus that's forbidden because the word tikrav refers to the actual znus, as the pasuk states, "Ish ish al kol she'er b'sari le'sikrivu legalas erva." The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding minus. The pasuk initially states, "Kol bo'eha lo yeshuvin le'sigu erches chayim." Those who are occupied with minus will never return, and they will not grasp the ways of life. The Gemara asks, "V'chim achash le'shavu heichin yasigu?" If they will never return, then it's self understood that lebalo yasigu. David the Gemara explains how chikama. Ve'im yeshuvu lo yisigu erches chayim. A heretic that does complete shuvah will die soon after, because as Rashi explains, memarin lomas mitich tzara v'kfiyas yitzram. A heretic that does shuvah dies quickly through his anguish and his constant battle to overcome his yetzahara. And in conjunction with this discussion, the Gemara mentions the well-known incident of Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya, who committed averus his whole life and then decided to do shuvah. And inich reishu ben birka v'gav b'pchia atchayatsa nishmasei. He put his head between his knees and wept until he died. Upon which Abbas Kol declared, Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya mezumen l'chayeh ha'il maba. And Rebbe, upon hearing this incident, wept and said, Yesh kainei lama b'kama shanim, v'yesh kainei lama b'sha achas. There are some who merit oil maba only after many years of avodas Hashem, while Rabbi Elazar ben Derdaya merit oil maba in 1 hour. And lo yidayin l'bali tshuva shemekabnois and el shekarinois in Rebbe. One who does tshuva becomes accepted to the point that they even call him Rebbe. The Gemara proceeds with an incident regarding keeping a distance from Avera. Reb Chanina, Reb Yonason, Havu Ka'azli Ba'orcha, Matu Lahanu Trei Shavili. Chad Patsu Apischa De'akum, V'chad Patsu Apischa De'Bei Zaynis. Reb Chanina and Reb Yonason were once walking, and they came to a crossroad in which one road passed the entrance of a Beis Avodah Zarah, while the other road passed the entrance of a Beis Zaynis. One Amara said, Nezla Apischa De'akum, De'nachas Yitzrei. We should rather pass the Avodah Zarah because the Yetzahara does not entice for this Avera, but we should not pass the Zaynis because the Yetzara does entice for this Avera. While the other Amira said, Nezla Pischa de Bezainis, V'nichfe liyachim in the Kabbal Igra. We should rather pass the Bate Zaynis because we will be rewarded for overcoming the Yetzahara, and they did so. Kimato hasim chazinu l'zaynis is kano mikamayu. When they passed, all the Zaynis went indoors, and thus they were spared the Nisayin. As the Gemara explains, this Amor was not afraid of the Yitzhahara because the Pasuk Mishlei states, Mizima tishma lecha tevona tinsarecha. This teaches, Midvar zima tishma lecha tera tinsarecha. One who is occupied in Torah study will be protected from znus. The Gemara proceeds with a second incident of Tanoim who were arrested. Tanabanan, Kishe nitfesu Reb Elazar ben Parta Reb Chanina ben Tradin. When the Romans arrested Reb Elazar ben Parta and Reb Chanina ben Tradin, Reb Elazar said to Reb Chanina, Ashrecha shenitfasta al davar echad, oili shenitfasti al chamisha dvarm. You're better off because you have only one charge against you, while I have 5 charges against me. Reb Chanina replied, Ashrecha shenitfasta al chamisha dvarm at nitzel, oili shenitfasti al davar echad ve'eni nitzel. You're better off because you will be saved, even though you have 5 charges, while I will not be saved, even though I have only 1 charge. Because at asakta b'toyer b'gemilz chasadim, v'ani lo asakti ele b'toyer b'lvad. You, Reb Elazar, did both. You engage in both Torah study and good deeds, while I, Reb Chanina, only engage in Torah study, but I did not engage in good deeds. And Rav Huna says, "Kol isik b'Torah b'vad, doimik mishein lo elha." One who only engages in Torah study but does not engage in good deeds is considered like he has no Hashem to protect him, as the pasuk states, "V'yamim rabim liyisrael lo loya lehei emes u'loloy Torah." The Gemara, however, brings the proof that Rav Hanina ben Tradin was a gabet tzedakah and donated to the fund from his own money. However, he did not do the amount of gemilas chasadim that he could have done. The Gemara first elaborates on the proceedings of the five charges against Rav Elazar ben Parta. The judge asked Rav Elazar, "My time matanis, my time ganavt? Why did you learn Torah and why did you steal?" To which Rav Elazar replied, "Isiyafa leisafra, visafra leisiyafa, umedaha lesa hanami lesa." One of these charges is certainly false, because one cannot be both a robber and a scholar. And since this witness was obviously a liar, both charges must be false. Then the judge asked Rabbi Elazar, "My time makar loch Rebbe, why do they call you a teacher?" To which Rabbi Elazar replied, "Rabin shel tarsim ani, I teach students how to weave." And when they asked Rabbi Elazar a question regarding weaving, Esrach Hashnisa, a miracle occurred, and two bees showed him the answer to the question. Then the judge asked Rabbi Elazar, "My time lo osas lebe avidan, why didn't you come to the place where they feast in honor of the Avodah Zarah?" To which Allah replied, "I'm old and afraid that I will be trampled by the masses." And Strachash Nisa, "Hahu yayma ir mischad saba," a miracle occurred, and on that day an old man was trampled in Be'avidin. Then the judge asked Rabbi Elazar, "My time of Kushavkis avdech lecheres, why did you free your servant?" As Rashi explains, "Hein gazru akach lefishu das Yehudis." The Romans forbade this because it was a Jewish practice. To which Rabbi Elazar replied, "Lo hayu dvar ma'olam," this charge is false. A witness stood up to testify against Rabbi Elazar, and Asa Eliyahu paske arba mei parsi alza b'layasa. Eliyahu Anavi came and threw the witness the vast distance of 400 parsa to prevent him from testifying. And thus, Rabbi Elazar ben Parta was cleared of all charges. The Gemara continues with the proceedings of Rabbi Hanina ben Tradin in the next daf.